Well, this morning, the country is going truly through a rebirth because it's 47 years since independence, and our constitution up to date was negotiated in London under the supervision of the British colonial administration. But over the last 20 years, we have negotiated our own new constitution, which is a far-reaching document with enormous Bill of Rights and governance improvements that will make this country shoot like a star. So today, as we promulgate this constitution, as we launch it into operation, it's a wonderful day for Kenya. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful moment, not just for Kenya, but also for the East African region and for the continent of Africa in general. Partly because the region, the continent, has been perceived as producing big men, sometimes dictators, sometimes serious abuses of human rights, sometimes enormous challenges of corruption, impunity. What we are doing this morning is the first step towards eliminating all those so that the world can treat us as equal partners in protection of human rights, in governance, and it really puts Kenya on the map of the world as a country you can look forward to. The challenge is going to be implementation, but the government is up to the task.
What do you think are the prospects of this new constitution that it will be promulgated today in Kenya?
It's not a matter of prospects. The fact of the matter is that the new constitution for Kenya is a self-propelling process. Even if His Excellency the President and the Right Honorable Prime Minister do not promulgate it and put it into effect today, it will still become the constitution of Kenya automatically on 5th of September 2010. Partly because we have had these experiences before, where Kenyans aspire to a new governance system, new constitutional dispensation, and at the last moment, either parliament or the executive, or sometimes just basic politicians hijack it, or even the church or other interest groups. This time we designed a system where the process is completely self-propelling and completely free from contamination by any organ of the state or stakeholder who might wish to take it hostage. So therefore, it's not a matter of prospect, and the President and the Prime Minister are not doing a favor to Kenya. They're just complying with the new constitution. It actually says that we, the people of Kenya, adopt, enact, and give to ourselves this new constitution for ourselves and as well as for future generations. So nobody anywhere in the world should think that the either the executive or legislature or the judiciary are doing a favor to Kenya. They are just doing what is required of them, failing which the document will come into force on its own.
What do you think are the expectations of the ordinary Kenyan who went to the poll to overwhelmingly vote for the proposed constitutional document that will be promulgated today? What is the expectations of Kenyans?
I'm glad you are aware that it was, even to me as line minister responsible for facilitating the process, I was very, very pleasantly surprised by a 72% voter turnout. And remember that we didn't have a voters register until only this year because it went moribund after the problems we had in 2007-08. And out of the 72% who turned out to vote, 69% voted yes to replace, not to amend, but to replace the retiring constitution that is going to retire this morning. And it's good riddance anyway, because it brought serious problems for the country, corruption, even Americans, companies divested out of Kenya, sold out their interests. There are only a few like General Motors who still have investments in the Kenya, and we want them to come back. And there were serious challenges of impunity, even the issues of 2008 I've had to go to The Hague, the Rome court based in out there in the Netherlands, and therefore it's good riddance. I personally can't wait for the promulgation. I want to be able to, even if I don't get an immediate benefit, the fact of the matter is that this constitution, the one which is retiring, it's sell by date expired a long time ago. So therefore, the expectations of the public, although they are high, I would like to bring it to the attention of your listeners that for the first time, as far as I know, the sovereignty of the people of Kenya has gone back where it belongs, that is to the people themselves. And the Constitution says so in its very first article, says the sovereignty of Kenya belongs to the people of Kenya and must only be exercised in accordance with the Constitution. For me, that alone is a tremendous step, because even if a Kenyan has expectation in any particular field covered by the 16 chapters of the Constitution, and those expectations don't materialize immediately, he will be encouraged by the fact that it is his will that will determine when that right will be realized. So it is true there are enormous expectations, but the 72% voter turnout and the 69% approval were not just about expectations. It was also to create responsibilities. The citizens have given upon themselves responsibilities, first and foremost, the responsibility of voting, electing transparent, quality politicians, leaders from the national level to the county government. And that alone, for me, is the single most important civic duty that a citizen can give himself. And the other one is, of course, the citizen has now created for the first time a window for the half of the population, more than half the population, that is the female gender, the women. They have been given enormous opportunities so that the country can harness that essential and very important human resource of more than 50% of the population in the form of women folk. They have been put in the legislature, from parliament to the senate to the county assemblies, in all public institutions. The formula is one third of any institution should not be of one gender. So therefore, I expect the men in another couple of decades, they will be the ones who will be seeking affirmative action, because the women will have taken over, which for me, because I'm a full supporter of women empowerment, that is good as far as I'm concerned. Also, the disabled, marginalized areas, either through geography or population or some other such other factor, have been recognized. We have now removed the provinces, and instead we have put in location the county government. It's a wonderful document. In fact, I'm expecting that Americans, if they should decide to revise their constitution, they will borrow a bit from Kenya. And that is quite saying something.
So what would be your message to Kenyans as a whole, as the constitution will be promulgated today, and to the international community?
For Kenyans, I say bravo. I really salute Kenyans. We voted. They went out in large, huge numbers. They voted in one day, and within 24 hours, the results were out. They were peaceful. Unlike, if you remember, the American governments, British, French, Japanese, occasionally issuing travel alerts, warning their citizens of the possibility of violence in Kenya. That all those travel alerts have been put to shame. Therefore, serious kudos go to the Kenyan people, complete salutation and congratulations. Bravo to them. To the rest of the world, Kenya is again on the map. Come to the most beautiful country on earth. So people, beauty, when I'm talking about beauty, I'm not talking about just geography. Although we have oceans, we have lakes, we have snow-capped mountains, and we have deserts and semi-deserts, but also tropical forests. But the beauty of Kenya, it is its people. We don't even have gold or oil and stuff like that, but we are very rich. God loves us. And this is a beautiful country, friendly people, beautiful people. welcome to the rest of the world, particularly the investors. Come here and take your stake for the East African region and for the continent as such.